Welcome everyone to another episode, another weekly episode of the Cap Room, the funniest NBA pod in the world, I would say. With I'm here, Ben Zepp, with my two co-hosts, Shakur Young, Niles Abston. How are you guys doing?
What up? I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling good. We are the funniest pod if we drop it weekly.
We really are.
I mean, what a week for the NBA. I mean, this pod is going to feel like a SportsCenter rundown. There's been so much news. But I think we got to start off with, I mean, the biggest news of the week, and that's Tristan Thompson being suspended for 25 games for illegal substances.
How did that fly under the radar? Tristan Thompson taking PEDs. He was playing good for y'all too. Tristan Thompson
No,
taking
that's the funny
PEDs.
thing. He was playing very well. They were working. It was
Very well.
the PEDs was working, yeah. It
Bruh, he needed PEDs for 2 buckets a night.
to play backup center in the NBA. Yeah, and he was doing a fine job. He's doing an average job, but you know, he is a cheater. He is a cheater
First
in
of
more
all,
ways than one. So
yeah, I'm about
it's
to
in
say
his
you're
blood.
like Tristan Thompson is really an all-time cheater, bro, because it's just like you cheating in different mediums now. Like he's the ego of cheaters.
Never play a board game
The
with him
Donald
again.
Glover of cheaters. He
Y'all ain't
Glover
like.
hit the movies, the TV, the comedy, the rap. That's how Tristan Thompson is cheating. He's
First
a
of all, it's hard to be a black man in this country, a father at that, and the strenuous tapings of the Kardashians can, you know what I mean, sometimes get stressful. Y'all don't know what Tristan was going through. Let's pray for that brother, man.
Yeah, we definitely go say a prayer
The
for
thoughts and
Tristan.
prayers. The thoughts and prayer.
You know, because he's from the islands. He like Caribbean, right?
He's Canadian.
Oh, okay. I thought he's Caribbean. You know, them niggas be having like hella jobs.
It's
So
a lot
but
of Caribbean immigrants up in there, in that
that's why Drake be
you know.
talking like that.
It's a lot of
A lot of teens.
things,
yeah,
Tristan
so
Thompson, man. Hey, I hope he gets reinstated because my thing is just kind of like he wasn't even he's playing with like 10 minutes a game. Just let the nigga take his drugs, man.
yeah, just to extend, you know, NBA veterans' careers, you know, it's not like he's fucking
Because
dominating the game.
it's either like let him take PEDs so he can pay that child support, or he's gonna have to play in Ice Cube's league, and we don't want to see that.
My God, the All-Star Hall of Famer.
He'll probably be the MVP of the big three.
Man, get
I
buckets
feel like if
over
you can average, you can average 4 points a game in the NBA, you probably drop 30 in the big three.
All right, so
Charles Oakley was playing in this shit like 2 years ago.
what do you guys, I think we can either do first the Joel Embiid or all the Bucks drama. What do you think was more impactful this week that we should start off with?
I mean, Bucks drama. That nigga shot like 80 free throws to get 70 points. We can talk about that later.
Already
That's
respectful.
hate. It is hate.
Oh.
I'm hating. It is hate. The 18 rebounds is great, though.
All right, Adrian
The
Griffin.
Bucks drama, definitely.
Yeah, Adrian Griffin fired. Doc Rivers hired. Doc Rivers extent hired through the 2027 season. That's a little weird. But I think, like, I mean, Giannis is really in his LeBron bag right now. I mean, this is his
Don't do
third
that. Don't put that
coach.
on Brian.
This is his third coach in 8 months. Like, that's a pace LeBron's never done before. It's very impressive.
Wow. Justin for Mike
Bud
Budenholzer, bro.
will be the next Mavericks coach. It's okay.
You think so?
That's a later subject.
Okay.
Anyways,
I actually
this.
would like that a lot.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this because it has been dissected. He said like a SportsCenter rundown. I want to get to all of the tea. So Terry Stotts gets fired right before the season starts. Well, he steps down, right? They don't have another lead assistant coach until I think it was, what was it, 2 weeks ago, Ben? He hired his homie from Australia. They said Doc Rivers interviewed for the coaching, the head, the lead assistant job at the in-season tournament, and Griff said no. But they still made him the consultant. Not Griff wanted him to be the consultant. Buck said, nah, this your consultant. So yeah. He's talking about he got extended through 2027. This is already nasty and messy. And then you got the Giannis press conference. Well, one, the before the game, they hitting the Dylan Brooks. They hitting the AB. Oh, man, put that shit on. They doing celebrations. And Giannis get up on that podium. And
I ain't never seen Chris Middleton dance before.
I ain't never seen none of them dance like that before. They get on that, Giannis get on that podium after and say, I love the guy. He was invited to my wedding. Hey, I want you to know, Kanye invited Jay-Z to his wedding too, and they still had beef. I don't know and what that's inviting true. To your wedding got to do with anything. This is crazy. There was, I didn't know Dame had been frustrated during all of this. Dame was also upset in his role.
Yeah, him and Dame didn't click.
Not the West Eastern Conference starter, not the starter, second best offense in the league, right?
That's hate, but I like it.
Shout out to Jalen Brunson.
Shout out JB. Yeah, I feel like Adrian Griffin kind of got set up here, guys. He low key is a trash head coach, but I think he got set up here.
But
is he? Is he trash?
I don't think he's that good.
He was set up by somebody. Because I didn't even add the Giannis didn't even want Adrian Griffin. He just didn't want Nick Nurse.
Right.
That report is really? Crazy. That report, yeah, that Big Waz, shout out to the group chat on the Ringer. Yeah, that was the report. He just didn't want Nick Nurse. That's why Nick Nurse interviewed multiple times for the job, like Belichick in Atlanta. And he should have been the coach. He should be the coach of this team. That's why when they see him in the playoffs, they're going to get nasty. Philly, they're going to try to dog them boys.
Yeah.
And so,
he must have given
that great of a coach. Just saying.
I got to say, Adrian Griffin, he must have given one hell of an interview. Like, he must have really just had one of those days where he was just on it. Because how quickly do you think, like, it seemed like it was within a week of the hiring in training camp, they were like, ooh, I don't know if we got this one right.
Another report, Rajah Bell said on the Real Ones pod yesterday in front of Ringer, he interviewed 14 times for the job.
Damn.
They didn't think they had the right guy.
No wonder he didn't want to put the Nassus in. It's like, nigga, you know how hard I had to get this job.
and then, you know.
If he had just given the Nassus a little more tick, I think he'd still be there.
Oh, my goodness. No. If he would have stopped trying to play Malik Beasley at the point of attack, this was, you might be right. This was bad. I mean, Dame being such a great, you know what I mean, the space he creates for Giannis, because Giannis just having one of those seasons. I don't think he getting talked about enough. Giannis playing his ass off. But Ben, I do think it was a setup. I think they should have had Doc out the gate. Maybe Doc got a lot of ESPN money. I don't even know how ESPN just let Doc walk away like that. This is crazy. He was double dipping, triple dipping. He was getting the Ringer money, ESPN money, and he was getting consultant money, knowing he was about to be the coach over there. This was a grade A NBA job. All right, basketball wise, what the fuck does Doc Rivers change?
Are we getting Jeff Van Gundy back on the main broadcast now? Because I missed.
It's gonna have. No, I think Bill Simmons made a good point. It's gonna be a player or a coach. It's for sure gonna be a player or a coach. But I don't think it's Van Gundy. But Adam, the report was Adam Silver wanted Van Gundy and Mark out of there.
So basketball wise, I
think this just ups the chance of the Bucks blowing a 3-1 lead.
They're going to win three games.
They're going to hire a guy that's known for that shit.
He's not known for that. Those players are. Last year, they should have. All right, man. Y'all know.
Nigga, he did it in Orlando, too.
I'm okay with the Doc hire for, like, this season to, like, tread water. But to already give him the extension through, like, the next two seasons, I think is a little weird.
Because then if you fire him, you paying him as well as Adrian Griffin's deal was guaranteed. Like,
This is the first.
Yeah.
The Bucks is basically playing child support, bro. They paying three different coaches at one time, dog. I've never seen a Cavs specialty.
That's a Cavs specialty right there. Yeah.
What, like paying multiple coaches in one year?
Yeah, you guys remember the John Beilein era in Cleveland?
Oh yeah, when he the leadership council.
That he just remember the slugs thugs controversy.
Oh no, that was the Bulls guy. John Beilein was from Michigan.
They hired him. I think he lasted like 10 games, and the players were like, no, not this guy. Like, he was having them doing like first day of training camp, he was having them doing like chest passes and bounce passes, and they were like, this is not the guy.
And we knew it wasn't the guy because the Bucks has never just been in just so much drama post. Like, we got them in-season tournament, the Bobby Portis incident, the Terry Stotts incident. We've been talking about the Bucks almost every other episode, just drama-wise, and just being on losing streaks in their defense. I don't think any of us are surprised that this happened, but I'm with Ben. I do think the Doc move, Treadwater, they're probably going to run more pick and rolls, like everybody's talking about with Dame and Giannis for sure. And if they can steady that defense out, I got a trade. You guys know I sent you guys about 50 trades yesterday, but I got a trade for the Bucks. The Brooklyn Nets have a surplus of wings. And I think the market's going to be heavy for wings. So I got a trade that sends Dorian Finney-Smith and Royce O'Neal to the Bucks for Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton, Jay Crowder, and 2 second-rounders, including that Portland second-rounder, which might just basically be a first. It's at the top of the second. It's a really good second.
On the Bucks, I take that immediately.
And you can finish games with Dodo and with Royce O'Neal with that big three with – and you could play Dodo with that or Royce with that big four. I mean, they're just better defenders, better point of attack defenders than you sending out Malik Beasley and Pat Connaughton and Beauchamp. And Jay Crowder hasn't played. Has he played even this season? I don't think he has. So, I mean, that's been a bust. So, I think they just need a couple of good wins. Played. It's not just one.
He ain't played. Yeah. He was dancing in that circle, though.
If they can get in on Caruso, I mean, I think Caruso is going to be expensive. Caruso, they don't have any first. But Caruso would be great. And if Pat Bev gets bought out, Pat Bev would be great if the Sixers end up having too much after they make trades.
Caruso on the Bucks is nasty.
Yeah, Caruso would be a great buck.
What they need.
Yeah,
lockdown, Caruso
would be a great defender.
Mm-hmm.
Open up, make an open shot.
Defender. He's like... I mean, they just don't have the stuff to get Alex Caruso. They're very handcuffed with what they have. I've heard like a DeLon Wright from Washington, and I'm like, oh, that's not bad.
That should
be
cheap.
A little better.
That's cheap, but he might be in that big Mavs deal. I'm telling you. He might be coming back. But Caruso just seems like he's either a Pelican or a fucking – a Nick or a Sixer. I think the guys with the first are going to get Caruso. I don't think Caruso is going to be cheap because nobody's buying on that Zach LaVine stock. So I don't think Caruso is going to be cheap.
Yeah, I will say, since we brought up Royce O'Neal, I'm probably the lowest person in the world on Royce O'Neal. I think he's just not good. Like, I think the
Nets don't think he's good. He doesn't play. Basically.
Yeah, I think he's one of like the most like overrated trade targets. Like, he's a 3-and-D wing, and those are just at such a premium. People think he's good, but he's not.
But so many teams need him. Like buying low, like I think my Mavs would be in them on them, the Suns, the Bucks, people that don't have a lot of draft stock, the Lakers. The Lakers got too many wings already. But I just think the teams that don't have a lot of stock, that's why I'm thinking the Bucks and Nets should figure something out. And maybe Bochamps in that deal.
I don't think the difference between Jay Crowder and Royce O'Neal is that different. Like, I think they're – like that's
because Jay Crowder's not playing. I do. That Jay Crowder's not playing.
Yeah,
I think Dorian
Finney-Smith was against the Cavs last couple days ago. But yeah,
I just think Dorian Finney-Smith would be the prize in that for sure. I think Dorian Finney would be great. I think the Thunder should be looking at Dorian Finney-Smith. I know the Mavs would love a reunion. He probably gets a first. I don't even know if the Nets can get in on this. I think the taking of Royce O'Neal could make it easier, but the Bucks got to do something along with the Doc Rivers. They need some help. Malik Beasley cannot be starting on this team anymore. They have to figure something out.
I mean, we know one thing for sure with Doc Rivers as a head coach, and you will win three games in a playoff series. You will win three games. Whether you're going to get the fourth is, but
if Doc, three, if Doc Rivers there. Has to see Eric Spoelstra, if he has to see Eric Spoelstra in the city, and that Miami Heat team, can the Bucks even? Man,
all right. So I guess we'll move on to, does Joel Embiid, has he locked up the MVP after this week?
Yes. Man. I don't know. Well, I'll say this. I don't know if he's locked it up because we technically have 3 months left, but going for 70 and a win.
This is the thing.
But it wasn't Spurs, though.
No, Wimby was playing. Hold on. Before we get to
the I'm saying the Spurs is a team. I'm not talking about Wimby.
Hold on, because Wimby was – hold on. I want to get to that game.
70-70. Like, I'd celebrate 70 on the playground. Like, 70-70. Yeah.
We talk about KD's 66 at the Rucker all the time. Like, the 70 piece was nasty. And Wimby was playing his ass off. Wimby had a great game. Wimby had a great game. Like, he was literally out there killing. But it was just Joel's game, like, 24 in the first. Like, right. And they're calling him the foul merchant is whatever. I hear you. That man Joe is getting fouled. Yeah, hey, bro. They are beating him up trying to keep that big ass nigga out of the way. He is in his Shaq mode right now. He is just dominating. He dominated the whole game. I saw every point of that 34 in the first. He was just getting buckets. Even when he had 32, they was closing it out in the second half, just running it up, threw it to Joel right at that top corner, like Paul Pierce, little hezzy move on Wimby, step back, bye. He just one of the best in the game. And he make his free throws. So who gives a fuck? I saw Harden do a bunch of 60-point triple-doubles with a lot of free throws, too. So sorry. Nigga still was unstoppable. The MVP race, I do not think is locked up, Ben. He has to play 65 games.
That's true.
He has to play 65 games. And I think with that and Joker not giving a fuck, opens the door for the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and MVP. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how I feel about Shea, because the Shea-Luka thing is getting out of control. Feels like Luka versus Ja. That was happening a couple years ago. I love me some Shea. I do think if MB doesn't play enough games, this is Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's MVP to lose. I don't think there's no question. They've just steadied the hand. The Timberwolves are going through it. The Nuggets getting smacked by the Knicks. End of a road trip, but they got their ass smacked.
The Nuggets do not care. It's so funny to watch.
No, he is in Fat LeBron. I'm telling you, they do not. Hey, regular season ain't giving one fuck. Feeling like Pat Mahomes right now, Joker. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm thinking it's an SGA MVP. There's a window for SGA to win this. And I do think – I thought the same thing you thought, Ben. MVP's over, and then I'm listening to everybody talking. You're like, oh, damn, that's 65 games. I just don't know, man, if MB can get there. And that's where the SGA thing's coming in for me.
Do you think this is where Giannis could swoop in and get an MVP here over SGA?
Giannis can still for sure win an MVP. He's still playing at the MVP level. There's just not that passion or excitement with like the voters, with the narrative and stuff. Like he'd really have to show out.
You think Giannis has hit the LeBron voters fatigue?
Somewhat, yeah, but
a
but
little bit.
There's a scenario where like Doc comes in and their defense is back where it was, and
right. He's first time all defense. Yeah. He's a two-way menace. I just think the SGA thing, like Thunder first in the West right now.
If the Thunder finished first in the West, I see.
And he's 30 a game, 36-5, and yeah, it's SGA all the way. I would love for it to happen because I know what that's going to do to Luka, but I would love to see that to happen.
Honestly, after tomorrow, Embiid is at the Nuggets. So if he wins tomorrow, does he lock it up?
I think the case is there if he plays the games, but you still got the SGA showcasing. He just went over. He just came back from the East, you know, doing his thing. I mean, he just got a big win over the Timberwolves. I mean, yeah, I think that game tomorrow will be big. But again, the games played is wow. This is what I wanted to ask, just as much as the Bucks. 70 points, MVP. Can the Bucks beat Boston? I mean, can the Sixers beat Boston?
I don't think anybody in the East can beat Boston. And as a Laker fan, I hate saying that, but I just got to be for real.
Can the Sixers beat Boston? Boston feels like a super team. I know that Nuggets game was incredible. It happened right after we taped last Friday, but that Nuggets game was incredible. It let me know Boston still don't want to see the Nuggets, and I don't think either one of them teams is gonna make trades. but it let me know that was the only game Joker's turned up for on this road trip.
Of course,
it was the one game he was like, "Yo, I'm about to demolish Porzingis. This other nigga from overseas that y'all think I've been beating his ass since I was 12. Let me show y'all something real quick." And that Sixers, I think they just still don't have it. I did send y'all the Alex Caruso, DeMar DeRozan trade, and they would keep that big three because I know Bogdanovich has been talked about. Bruce Brown has been talked about. I think the Caruso DeRozan move is the best move for them because they would still keep their everything. Batum, Tobias, you still got Kelly Oubre. You'd still have Pat Bev if you want to keep him. But Caruso and DeRozan would be game changers, I think, for them, especially Caruso. And then DeRozan's shot making would just be incredible.
If they go get Caruso and DeRozan, they can beat Boston.
But that's wishful thinking because Embiid still has to play a meaningful playoff series.
Yes.
My whole critique of him last year and my James Harden defense was James was playing to be the same thing he's doing for the Clippers. Kawhi has to get there and be healthy because James is going to give you 2 40-point games. That's what he's good for. He's told us who he is. Embiid did not show up for one game and didn't get any blame. James Harden got to be the scapegoat of, oh, another stinker. And no, I came to be second fiddle to the MVP of the league, the probably one the best, if not the second best or the best guy in the league.
Right.
And he didn't show up. And fucking Al Horford was guarding him then.
Yeah.
Robert Williams, injured-ass Rob. Come on, man.
Because if they do the DeRozan and Caruso thing, what I could see happen in the playoffs is Embiid shrinks, doesn't really show up, and now DeRozan's taking last-second shots and shit in Philly, and he's like, nigga, I'm 35. I didn't come here to do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I think DeRozan and Maxey can win you a game apiece.
Right.
We talk about getting the four games. I think a superstar should be worth three games. When I'm betting on, not even betting, me having a Luka Doncic, and I know Ben's experience with LeBron, you're a Laker fan, experience with Kobe and Bron, I'm getting three games out my main guy.
Exactly.
I can get three games. And even, I know the times when all our guys have been beat 4-1, 4-2, but I know it wasn't on the back of him. Hey, that guy gave me everything.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that from Embiid from 2018, from that first run in the playoffs till now.
Kawhi broke that nigga's spirit.
He wasn't good in that series. That was the Jimmy Butler series. Ben Simmons had a good game in that one. Had a good game. He had a great game six
in
that one. In that series,
Speaking of Ben Simmons,
oh my goodness,
he's rolling it back out on Monday, it seems like.
Oh my goodness.
So stop what you're doing, mark it on your calendars. Ben Simmons might be on the court again.
I can't wait to see that.
Solar eclipse. Yeah.
The worst part of this, I know Ben Simmons is gonna be a Mavericks. Like, I can feel it in my bones. That's some really? Dumb shit we would do. I would hope not, but it just feels like that's the shit that happens. We get DeAndre Jordan after we're supposed to have him, Darren Williams after we're supposed to have him.
8, 6, and 7, baby.
The Sixers, they got to make a move. You think the Caruso DeRozan move can put him over the top, though, out of the East?
If everybody plays well. Like, if Maxi and DeRozan can mesh in the backcourt and Embiid doesn't do that shit where he don't show up, then yeah, for sure. But it's just like, that's a lot of moving pieces and factors to be like, all right, it's February, y'all niggas play well. It's like, how? You know what I'm saying? It's just
they're coming in to be asked to do not much, but just to be fit into a system. Caruso going into the Anthony Melton role,
right?
Visible upgrade. And if you could have, if Tobias and DeRozan can play together, but if Tobias not making shots, DeRozan damn sure not going to show away from that mid-range game. I just don't see is there a better move out there? Ben, is the Jonte Murray or the Bogdanovich, Bruce Brown move better than, I guess, the Bulls move? Is there a move that puts them over the top in the East, you think, Ben?
I'm kind of like, I'm of the opinion that I think right now with how good Joel Embiid is, like, you can compete in any playoff series and you can win any playoff series the way he's playing. So I think like any person they add is more icing on the cake and just makes them more likely to win. And I think they got to be aggressive. Like, I think any picks up for grabs, I think anyone besides Embiid or Maxi is up for grabs. Like, I think they really got to go for it.
They got 3 firsts and 3 expirings. That's some of the most valuable. I think it's them, Golden State with the picks and the young guys, the Pelicans with the picks and the young guys, and New York with the picks. And they are the young guys. I guess Quentin Grimes will be the only young they got, and Mitchell Robinson if they want to trade him. But yeah, I think they're up there in the top 3 in assets, and I think they should have the pick of the litter now. OG's gone. Agreed. Pascal's gone. So I think it should be them. If they get outbidded, it should be by Golden State. I think Golden State start putting like Kuminga in 2 first and stuff, or pods. I don't think they're going to put pods in any trades, but yeah, something like that. I don't think they should be outbidded by anyone but Golden State or New Orleans for sure. New Orleans has the pieces. New Orleans, Trey Murphy in 2 first, Dyson Daniels in 2 first can get you anything right now, I think. But that expiring in 2 first, they got a haul to get. So I think they should be beating down every door, exploring every possibility. Bruce Brown and Bogdanovich pairing, because I think they're 2 guys. Get 2 guys. Fuck the cap space. Get 2 guys. Fuck Paul George in the summer. That sounds good right now. And be playing like this right now, you got to go for it.
Agreed, especially since Boston and Jason Tatum, they have a history of not living up to their expectations. Like, even they do look good. They do look like the best team in the East right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I watch them, I'm like, like they're on a different level right now.
And he said it. They beat everybody. They just beat the Heat by 30 last night. Let me tell
you. They don't lose at home.
Hey, the real Triple J wasn't playing last night. Scary Terry. I was joking revenge game in the chat last night, but yeah. Scary Terry is there. Playoff Jimmy Butler is real. I think Miami is a real threat
to
everybody in the East when it gets up, especially if they make one more trade. Like if Kelly Olynyk or something, they need to get bigger. They have to get bigger. That's what I saw last night. They have to get bigger. Like how small Golden State plays, like they need to get bigger as well. They have to get bigger. And if they get bigger at the trade deadline, Miami, shit, even as constructed, give us some good Kevin Love minutes. Hey, even as constructed, Miami is going to be a threat in this thing.
Yeah, I really, the Terry Rozier thing, I really like. I really like it. Like you said, they are really tiny, though. And so it's just like to play Boston and Philly, they're going to have to beef up, man.
This is crazy. We've just the small ball era is over. So
it's over. Cat just dropped 60, bro. Embiid just dropped 70. You got Jokic, like Wimby's here, Chet's here, dog. You gotta get big. You gotta be tall. Like
yeah, my Mavericks are small.
Hoping like the Lakers will maybe just like somehow bully people in the playoffs. Like just
They're gonna bully regardless. They play bully ball. They're gonna bully.
That is interesting.
But if the Heat could get a little bigger, bro, like they got a shot at like coming with it to the Celtics. Nobody in the East has a chance to beat the Celtics right now.
Okay, let's keep rolling through the East, I guess. Sorry, Ben, but what about Ben's Cavs or the Knicks? I think those two teams are huge, and the Knicks are 1,000% playing bully ball. Like they punched the Nuggets in the mouth, and the Nuggets is like, "We going home tomorrow." Yeah. Hey, fuck this! I don't want to play Julius Randle when he acting like this. And I think I sent Ben the trade yesterday about breaking up the Twin Towers. But they are. Jared Allen is a beast, and if Mobley can even scratch, fuck the floor. Like if he can even scratch some of the ceiling that he can reach, I mean. They are incredible too. I just think the spacing just have to be better on that team as well. Maybe you break up the guards instead of the Twin Towers. Right. But what do you think? Knicks and Cavs? Can the Knicks and Cavs get into this? Because the Knicks number one defense the last month. OG Anunoby is a dog. Josh Hart, dog. Julius Randle, dog. They doing this without Mitchell Robinson. Hardenstein was out last night. They were doing it with Jeremiah Sims. Yeah. This Tibbs team. It's like a prime Bulls team, like Jalen Brunson and nobody's prime Derrick Rose, but Jalen Brunson should have been an all-star starter. He should have been an all-star starter. He is just playing out his fucking mind right now. I miss you, JB. but Jalen Brunson playing out his fucking mind right now. And fucking Ben's Cavs, fucking Donovan Mitchell could have been an all-star starter the way he's cooking niggas right now. Jared Allen playing out of his mind right now. I think it's more wiggle room for the East because of how Boston has failed in the playoffs, because of how Embiid has failed in the playoffs, because of how Doc Rivers has failed. I think that big three teams are all susceptible to the bottom three, to Miami, to Cleveland, to the Knicks, if they catch fire and all make maybe one more move.
I don't disagree at all. It's just I'm just going off of what I'm seeing night to night. The Celtics look like the most well put together team in basketball. I don't think they'll beat whoever comes out of the West, but they're dominating everybody they're playing.
Yeah, like I agree.
Except the Nuggets. That Nuggets game was alarming.
It's just different. Yeah. They work all together.
That starting five is elite.
Yeah, like it just fits together. And it, you know, why does it? I don't know, but it just does. And you can just
like
know.
they're the one team in the league right now where I'm like, do not make a trade at all.
No. I don't think them and Denver are making trades. Boston is definitely well put together. This team is way better than the 2019 Kyrie Gordon Hayward team. This team is, you're right, impeccable. They should not fail. If Porzingis can play a full playoffs, if he can get to 100 games with them, they're going to the finals. I don't know what's going to happen when they get to Denver. That Denver game. But Joker's just playing.
Whoever comes out of the West, I don't think they beat, but I think they.
Whoever?
I don't think
so. All right, let's not skip ahead. So, no Knicks.
I mean,
who's
coming out besides Denver or OKC?
Whoa, I'm not even getting into the OKC Timberwolves thing. We had that discussion. I want to talk Suns later, but. We had that discussion, but
going back to the Knicks and the Cavs, I think like sometimes the NBA is just super simple, and it's that the Knicks or Cavs, they don't have Joel Embiid, they don't have Giannis, and they don't have Jason Tatum. And I think that could be like a simple answer. Like the Knicks fans, they're super cute. They're super cute fans. They always think they have a chance to like go to the conference finals. They have a lot of good role elite guys who are not stars. You need a star to actually be taken seriously. And I don't even know if the Cavs have that star. I don't know if Donovan Mitchell can be a number one guy, because a couple nights ago in Boston, in Milwaukee, he kind of reverted back to a little bit of his a lot of his mistakes and his turnovers, but he is getting better. I've seen a lot of improvement from Donovan Mitchell this year about being the number one guy, making the right decision, really trying to elevate his game.
One thing I can say about the Knicks is I've seen Jalen Brunson outplay Donovan Mitchell in two playoff series, back-to-back year. I've seen him. He was elite still in that Miami series. I know that Candace Parker clip is going viral, but he was elite in that Miami series. It wasn't him. It was the bully himself, Julius Randle. I do think the Knicks are a move away. I don't know if
Spider. But it's the star move. It's the star.
They need the top 10 guy. You are 1,000% right. They need a top 10 guy. If they top 10 guy, they're praying on injuries and miracles to get them to a finals run.
And then first of all, I want to call out just like the state of New York in this Jalen Brunson snub. Like, you are the most populated area in the United States of America.
Y'all niggas can't
click. If he is not an all-star starter, that is on the New York Knicks fans
fault. Wow. Not the Tim Bontemps take. Okay.
Y'all got Wi-Fi out there. Y'all should have been hashtagging and clicking.
You can vote. You can vote three times a day. They were doing days where voting counted like four times a normal vote. Like, this could have happened. Didn't you have Tyrese Maxey on your starters when we did it a couple weeks ago?
Whoa. Don't turn this on me. That was 2 weeks ago. As you said, things could have changed.
Okay.
And they did. JB started cooking and won me some bets too. Hey, look.
This is Knicks fans' fault, bro. Y'all should have been able to vote at all the bodegas. Y'all should have had it set up.
But let's just be careful, because we don't want like Julius Randle next year to be a starter. You don't want to invoke too much passion in these fans to where they're correct.
Can I give y'all a Knicks trade?
All right.
Look, I do think I don't know. I got a trade for the Knicks. I don't know if it makes them the champions, but I do think it could possibly get them to an Eastern Conference Finals run. The Utah Jazz. I got Jordan Clarkson and Kelly Olynyk going to the Knicks for Evan Fournier, Isaiah Hartenstein, Quentin Grimes, and two firsts. Take that? Two firsts and Quentin Grimes. Hartenstein expiring. Evan Fournier will be expiring the next year.
Okay.
I don't think
that was the Knicks raw. Jordan Clarkson off the bench?
You got Kelly Olynyk size. Like, if Tibbs were the bitch, your boy, the bully.
Mm-hmm.
You can go with Olynyk in a big playoff game versus Boston.
Right.
Versus, right. Man, he can go.
I definitely don't think you need to give up two firsts to get Kelly Olynyk and Jordan Clarkson. I do like Kelly Olynyk, though.
It could be cheaper. They didn't give up first to get OG. I mean, I'm just making it sweet. I know how Danny Ainge gets. You telling me you don't think they got to give up two first, and I don't think Danny Ainge is freeing anybody off that roster.
Yeah.
For nothing. Quentin Grimes is I don't know if anymore if he's considered a first, but he's still a young prospect.
Yeah.
Quentin Grimes in one first, but you think Kelly Olynyk and Jordan Clarkson can move the needle, Ben?
No. To
like round win.
They won the round last year without those guys. They got OG Adebayo now.
But I'm saying, like, they could possibly win a second round matchup.
So a closing group. Clarkson is not closing. He's just a little punch. He's replacing Emmanuel quickly. Yeah. Punch. So we OG, JB, Kelly Olynyk, Julius Randle, and either Harden DiVincenzo, whoever has it that night. I think that group. If everybody's scrappy, everybody's playing defense. I just think that nobody wants to see the Knicks, that Knicks team in a playoff series.
I think the Cavs want to see that Knicks team. I think the Cavs revenge.
Oh my God. You the gentleman sweep.
I think the Cavs want revenge. I'm amping myself up for another 4 or 5 rematch right now.
So you didn't like my Cavs trade. Do you have a trade for your Cavs team, or you think your team fully healthy? As is.
I think with the Tristan Thompson news how unfortunate it is. Only furthers my point that I do think we just should bring Evan Mobley off the bench and be our backup five, so we can still play our guys who have been playing well. Like, get, like, if we can get Dorian Finney-Smith for like a couple seconds and some salary, like I would be open to that. But man, all our guys have been playing really well, and I'm falling in love with them, and I don't want to trade them. So we might be running it back.
I did try it. I didn't send it to you. I did try a Caris LeVert for Bruce Brown thing. But it's funny. You can't aggregate salaries with Bruce Brown because he's already been traded. It's just funny. It'll take some maneuvering. But you think of Dorian Finney-Smith, because you're still thinking about that three spot.
Yeah, and I feel like he could play a four as well.
Dorian, hey, let me tell you something about Dodo. He could play any position you need him to play. He can guard any position you need for him. Thank you, Dodo. I miss you too.
I would not wish getting traded to Cleveland, Ohio in February to my worst enemy.
That's eight.
But is it true?
They could make the second round. All right, is this what's the
against who Cavs though? Like who the Cavs beating in this first round? First off, is who I want to know.
I think we're playing a different brand of basketball, so that's a little exciting.
Sam Merrill is gonna get y'all to beat the fucking Knicks. I think this new Knicks team will dog y'all again. OG Anunoby will take Donovan Mitchell out of this series.
They're treating Sam Merrill like Steph Curry out there, and he's still getting his shots up, and he's still making them. Like, I'm telling you, this dude is crazy.
Is Sam Merrill in a closing five?
Have we ever seen Sam Merrill play in a playoff game?
Come on, man. Right. Now, let's talk to this man. He is talking. This Knicks team.
We're really talking wild right now, Ben.
And we're talking about the Knicks. We haven't even gotten into the big three. Y'all don't want to see none of them. You think Evan Mobley coming off the bench is going to guard Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Oh, he's actually his biological father. I don't know if you knew
that. Goodness. You keep Evan thinking Mobley. This dude to get outplayed by fucking Mitchell Robinson. Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all, hey, go get Lou Dort. Kaysen Wallace. Go get you some. I like Dorian Finney-Smith, though. I would love Dorian in the uniform, but do you think?
Let's talk about can we talk about the Terry Rozier trade more?
Talk about it. Let's get into it.
I wanted to bring that up because you're talking about the Cavs, like this 4-5 matchup versus the Knicks is like set in stone. There's 3 months left. The Heat could make a run. The Magic could make a run. The Pacers could make a run to where the Cavs could drop to like 6 or 7. And then now you're playing Boston or Philly first.
And then y'all getting dog walked, molly walked.
So it's just like, I really think Miami's going to make a run come like February.
You think so? Or are they just going to coast? Because Jimmy Butler just shoots like 5 times a game and just call me in April and I'll get these shots.
I think they also learned how much energy the play-in takes from you. So I think they want to make sure they're not in that 7 through 10.
Yeah, no one should be like content with being in the play-in. Like, that's a very dangerous spot to be.
Do you hear that, Mavericks? You should not want to be in the play-in, Mavericks. You should. Hey, 8 seats. This is okay. My bad. Still on the East. Heat. I do think the Heat are going to make a run. I think Jimmy. I think he just got his extensions taken out, and you know, he's coming off an injury. And my boy, the real Triple J. I know people. I heard Bill Simmons say it last night. Oh, it's alarming that without the real Triple J, the real Triple J is like 29 already. All right, this motherfucker is good. They needed the real Triple J last night. Terry just got there. I'm not worried about them. I do think they're gonna make a run. I do think they're a top 16, and I don't think nobody wants to see that Miami team in no playoff series, trade or not. Philly don't want to see Bam out of bio. Boston don't want to see Jimmy and Caleb Martin. I promise you.
Caleb Martin in the playoffs last year was unbelievable. I don't know if he'll do it again, but jeez. I mean, you talk about Derek White made an impact. Caleb Martin is crazy last playoffs.
I do feel a little bad for Kyle Lowry. He's now in Charlotte.
Yeah, and I tried to get flip him out. I tried to flip him, but I don't know who you flip him to.
I mean, he's got 2 weeks to show another NBA team that he's worth to be traded for. Like, yeah, he's got 2 weeks or else he's stuck there.
Kyle Lowry, he's about to be waving LaMelo off the ISO.
Please don't wave Brandon Miller off. He's balling right now. Please. Please.
You wave Brandon Miller off, something might happen. My bad. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That was crazy. My bad, y'all. My bad.
No, just a nice friendly hug and talking to, you know, just. He do be shooting, though. He do be shooting, though. He's shooting very well.
I do think the Heat trade, as well as we talked about the Siakam trade on the last episode, I do think the top seven in the East is a way more formidable now. I do think the way the Knicks is playing, they won 8 straight right before that loss to that Bucks team that was just motivated. That was just a show up Adrian Griffin game. I'm not counting that against y'all being. But I do like the top seven of this East now, and I do think Cleveland, as well as the Knicks, should make another trade. I think Miami's in play for another trade. I do think everybody should be scrambling right now because Philly's about to make a trade. So, and Boston, as we talked about, if they're going to be healthy, they're going to be scared. So I do think every team should be looking to make a trade. And I don't know if y'all break up the bigs. I don't know if y'all break up the guards, man. I don't know if it's Isaac Okoro and Caris LeVert. But something has got to give. Y'all need to make a move because I don't think as constructed y'all want to even see the Knicks or Miami or Indiana for that matter.
Sam Merrill says otherwise. Sam Merrill wants it. He wants all the smoke.
All right. I can't wait to see Hallie just switch and getting that switch on the fucking Sam Merrill. Oh, I can see the Cook season happen. I love the playoffs because that LeBron mentality of just switching onto the weakest defender, a lot of guys get exposed in the playoffs. A lot of guys get exposed in that playoff.
A lot of second contracts do not happen.
Yeah, right there. They lose it right there.
Because it's on TV. Everybody's watching. And everybody's just watching you get cooked. Play after play after play.
Cooked. Because we asking the big questions this episode. Can you win with this team? Okay, we midway through. We know what these teams are.
Right.
And as good as the Cavs have played with the simplifying of Donovan Mitchell and Jared Allen, Boog coming back.
They're just the middle of the road team.
Evan Mobley coming back, right.
Yeah, I'm not saying you guys are wrong. They definitely aren't a title contender, but man, I just want to win one playoff series. Just let me win, because if we don't win one playoff series, JB is probably gone. Even though I do think JB has done a good job this year, and I would say he is a good NBA coach because he his players want to play for him. His players play hard every night. That's like a really hard thing to get grown men who get paid millions of dollars to do.
Y'all just don't have a three. That's really the problem.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah. Max Strus more of a solid wing. He's more of a two.
The Max Strus and Gabe Vincent signings are the worst signings of the offseason. That's
ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Max Strus has been playing very well. He's been cold of like the last month, like on a cold streak, but that's why we got Sam Merrill.
I know. My bet's been getting cooked. Sam Merrill's taking his minutes.
When I hear the name Gabe Vincent, I have to take a deep breath.
Stop betting on Heat culture.
Heat culture is not real.
I know. It don't never work outside of the Heat.
Here's like a bigger idea that I've been thinking about. We've got Joel scored 70 this year. Dame and Donovan scored 70 last year. Is Kobe's record going to get beat within the next like year and a half?
Yeah, Luka's going to do it sometime, either this season or next season.
I can see Luka or Wimby doing it one day.
Yeah, Luka's going to beat it. It should be. I'm thinking it's Luka. I'm trying to think of another bucket getter. I definitely think it's going to get broken. I thought James Harden was going to break it one of those 60-point games, and they pulled him. But, yeah, even the way KD reacted, 70.
And he had more points in him. Like, they can just say, like, score 80. Like, that's our game plan just for one night. And just feed him in the post, and it can happen.
If they want to go for it, go for it. Because Pop said, we're going to hammer his ass. And they let they just let out. Hey, can we say one more time? Wimby played incredible. Wimby going dumb the last month or so.
He's rookie of the year.
Ever since he rolled his ankle, my chat rookie of the year take is in trouble. Ever since he rolled his ankle and came back on a minutes restriction at that, he has been dominant. That game versus the Hawks, he had zero at the half, 26 in the second half, almost brought him back. The incredible Bucks game. I mean, I wish this team would make a trade, but I kind of want them to ride it out and just, you know what I mean, get to the offseason because Wimby is just – oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. The West is in trouble. Everybody going to need one of these 7-foot hybrids. The West is in trouble. Like I said earlier, small ball is over. The West is in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say too. The small ball thing. Like small ball kind of became a thing because teams wanted just more people with skill out there who could like handle the ball and shoot. And the bigs are like, okay, we'll just start handling the ball and shooting.
And shooting, right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's why I can tell you why there's a franchise that'll never have a player beat Kobe's record, and that's the Minnesota Timberwolves. Because if anybody on that team scores over 40 points, the rest of the niggas on that squad just be like, "Ooh, I don't know how to play basketball anymore." That was the funniest shit I have ever seen in my life. This man Cat is getting buckets, going crazy, and then the other four people are just standing there like, I don't know what to do. That fourth quarter was just ugly to watch. And so, I love everything that coach said after, just like how undisciplined those guys are. That just showed you like they're not ready, bro. Like they're not ready, dog. Like number one seed, two seed, I don't care. They might get beat in the first round on some dumb shit.
Yeah, it was a rough
silly.
It was a rough week. I know our boy Lucas just went to that Nets game, and but they had just got beaten by the Thunder in a tough one, tough loss to the Thunder. They come right back, like you said. Cat got 40. What was it? 44 at the half. 43 at the half.
Yes.
So the story 44. Is going. They saw Embiid get the 70, and they said, "Let's get Cat 70." They said, "Yo, let's get Cat 70. Not let's win the game." Let's get this nigga 70.
Immature.
Chris Finch.
Not only did they not get the 70,
they didn't get the win.
They didn't get the
against
win.
Against the Hornets.
There's a point where they give the ball to Cat. Yes, the Hornets, dude.
The last the that was the Cat last Terry Rozier game,
yep,
too.
The last Terry Rozier game. Yeah.
Dog, there's a point where they give the ball to Cat. He ISOs. He drives to the rim and misses this layup because he's like so gassed. And they just kind of all looked at him. And then the Hornets just go down the court, wide open three, because two people don't get back. And I was just like, the Hornets are going to win this game. And then the Hornets went on a run and won the game. Like, it was just like, I couldn't believe it. That was a gimme game. Like,
that's just the type of time. Shit. Such a fun teams time. Teams that win championships that
don't brain fart like that, they just don't.
Mm-hmm. I think you definitely got to put a little bit of that on the coach. Like that's for sure a lot.
Yeah, he's not ready either.
I know that's what I thought during Finch's whole run. Like they on this one, I was like, boy, they is gonna fire your ass. You are the first.
They need
person
a Steve Kirk
after the
they
season.
Need a coach that's gonna come in now and be like, okay, I know how to mold this team into a championship team.
Oh, not an Adrian Griffin. Got it.
Does right. does Cap make it through the trade deadline? I feel like they have to be looking around the Timberwolves.
Yeah. I sent you guys a Minnesota
His
trade.
His value is through the roof right now, obviously.
Yeah, it's probably the highest it's been since he signed the new contract.
Right. He's playing defense. He's molded it to his role.
Do you get something on the level of what you really want for him?
I think so. Like, I would just want, like, a couple bodies to give me depth because, I don't know, I feel like Jared Vanderbilt, Mike Conley, like, they can take, like, they can take some of the shots Cat was getting. I don't think they're like, it's a crazy loss to lose Cat on that team. I think Ant is much more important. Gobert is much more important. Even Mike Conley running the offense might be more important than Cat right now. So
I sent you guys a trade, Tyus Jones. I do think if Tyus Jones is on the market, the Pelicans are going to outbid him for him. But if you're putting Cat in a deal, now we're talking maybe Kuzma as well. You got to take back probably Gafford or something like that. But if you get Kuzma and Tyus
I Jones, love Tyus Jones on the Timberwolves. I love that fit. I would try to do that by this trade deadline.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get him with the it would have to be like Kyle Anderson, Shake Milton. They don't have any first to trade right now. They can't even swap. Yeah. So that's why putting Cat in the deal, I think you'd have to take back Kuz's money. But I mean, Kuz could replace some of the shot making. And you get Daniel Gafford. I don't know if you want another center, but I just don't want Denny Avdia in the deal because I think he's a maverick. Even if you want Denny Avdia with it, I mean, you could piece something together with that Wizards team if you put in Cat.
I mean, like, how bad are the Wizards that their own coach was like, nah, I'm just gonna go upstairs and just with the front office for the rest of the season. Like, I don't think I've seen that before. A coach is just like, I'm done coaching this team. I don't want to do this anymore. I'll just be a GM and just give it over to the assistant coach and be like, you deal with this.
I watched my first two Wizards games because I bet on Marvin Bagley, courtesy of Ben, the last two games. And if you watch Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma, you will understand why any person would want to resign. These two aren't doing. And that's why I want to see Kyle Kuzma on a good team again, because he's just doing shit right now. He is going coast to coast. If he catches that rebound off the glass, y'all, I promise you nobody is seeing a touch. He is going coast to coast. Jordan Poole has never seen a shot he won't take. And I love that him and Denny Avdia had their little beef at the beginning of the year, because he made like a shot yesterday where Denny was clearly calling for the ball and Jordan took it, pulled up, looked nasty, hezzy move. He swishes it. Denny gives him a little clap on the hand, and Jordan got the face of, yeah, nigga, I know. I'm one of them. And I'm like, you've sucked this whole game. You have like 5 points through three quarters. It was, yeah.
Jordan's got a ring. And that's his legacy right there.
Yeah, him and DeAndre Ayton.
That's not about legacy. Jordan Poole, dude.
No, Jordan Poole is not getting traded for. Not anybody is trading for Jordan Poole.
I feel like I only see Jordan Poole whenever he has like a low light, like a video that goes viral, him doing some stupid shit. Like when he slipped, like when he fell to try to get a foul. And then it was a wet spot on the floor, and then he came back to that same spot and he slipped, like shit like that. That's the only time I ever see Jordan Poole.
I feel like, yeah, if Cat goes to the Wizards, Jordan Poole, Cat team, that's like a sitcom. That's just an NBA sitcom.
That's not right to do that to Cat. Like, that's just not right.
The DMV area, the whole area of the DMV. You can't put those two teams in the same.
I'd have to put a curse on the Timberwolves for doing that.
Yeah, we've tried to trade Cat a couple times. I know it was like Malcolm Brogdon, Portland. I do think it's just a marginal upgrade. I don't know, even at Cat's value right now.
I get some of those guys out of Brooklyn, dude.
You just go with the wings and Spencer Dinwiddie.
Could you get Bridges?
Bridges. Bridges is the new OG Anunoby.
Because I feel like
it's going to take five first.
Damn. Because I feel like Bridges could really compliment Ant.
Yeah, Bridges, I think
Bridges, Jaden McDaniels, and Ant.
McHale's in the starting five of like any NBA team.
Easy.
Exactly.
Because he's the best player on the Nets, which, like, that's crazy. But if you can make a trade and Mikal Bridges be, like, your third best guy, oh, my God.
What a Bridges and Cam Thomas drink. I think they need more scoring, and I do think they need a lead guard. I think the Mike Conley being out, even in that Hornets game, showed that, especially. Yeah. They need another lead guard. Mike Conley, the Triple J, the Jaime Jaquez being so valuable to the Heat. Mike Conley should not just be that valuable. That's why I think the Tyus Jones, Malcolm Brogdon pairings would make more sense than the wings. I think Jaden McDaniels and Ant and Gobert is that three right there is why they're the best defense
in nasty.
The league.
They're nasty.
Yeah, and I do just think another more scoring, another lead guard, a younger lead guard than Mike Conley at 35. Mike Conley was in the 2007 draft with Greg Oden. Something's got to give. They're definitely not ready because if they get bounced early, like right now, they're playing like the Lakers or something in the first round. They get bounced early. Chris Finch is gone, and I think that's when Cat would be gone. I don't think Cat's gone at the trade deadline. I think they're gonna try to make something shake with Shake Milton and that Kyle Anderson. Shout out to Slow Mo because he's been playing good, but. Think Slow Mo's gone, and they keep Nas Reed and all three 7-footers. But having the 3 7-footers is just the game changer. We in the new NBA. Everybody playing to beat Joker and Embiid, and so we in a new NBA, y'all. Yeah, I think they want to keep the 3 7-footers, just like Ben want to keep his twin towers together. They want to keep those 7-footers.
I ain't mad at it.
All right, some other news in the league. Draymond Green snubbed from the USA player pool camp.
Everybody's talking about these Barbie snubs. The real snub is my nigga Draymond not being in the Olympics, bro.
Oh my goodness. It was like a
cut of like 40. I mean, I think there's about like 40 people.
You can't even make it into a pool of 40 players.
Mm-mm.
So that's the thing. You punch Jordan Poole, you don't get in the pool. That's shitty, man. I don't like
punch Jordan. Oh my goodness. No,
I'm scared, bro.
No, I think the snub is a little disrespectful. I know about me and Ben, I was telling them off camera, we were talking about it in the summer. And I was saying I didn't think Draymond should play to give the MB and AD Bam trio a shot at going to the Olympics as just the young guys. And I didn't like them just not giving them the nod, though. I thought that was a little disrespectful, despite what's happening. Like, Draymond's not getting traded from the Warriors. Him and Steph is going down with the ship. Klay, not so much, but Draymond's going down with the ship. So I didn't like that. That was.
It's just because Steve Kerr has the power to put him on that roster,
right?
Like he can be on this team. So is it an active choice to not put him on this team? Because Bobby Portis is on the short list.
Yeah, like come on.
Yeah, and Bobby Portis Cam is Johnson, about to get traded.
Jaren Jackson Jr. We saw Jaren Jackson Jr. last year in the FIBA Olympics. He crumbled.
He was terrible.
There's 10 guys in that list that don't even have a shot at making the 12-man team. Mm-hmm. Like, don't even have a chance. Like, Draymond should have been 40 pool.
Now, the rightful snub was Steph being left off that starters list. That was the rightful snub. I told y'all. That was the rightful Warrior snub right there. Your boy LeBron and KD making it, not so much, but you know, that was the rightful snub there.
Just my thing in the West, in the front court, who do you put over LeBron and KD? Like, I think AD should have gone over KD, but I'm also a Lakers fan.
Kawhi Leonard.
Over LeBron and KD?
My Anthony Edwards case kind of soured the last couple of weeks, but Kawhi Leonard definitely.
But in answer too, right?
Hey, man. Anthony Edwards is Michael Jordan. He could play whatever position he want to play. All right. Lord have mercy.
I like this Anthony Edwards Shay rivalry getting started right here. I like that.
Oh yeah. He get all the calls. He do. Shay do. Shay and Luka, man. Shay got that Luka bag. He do. Yeah.
The streets need an Ant Shay rivalry. That's gonna be for the future. That's gonna be beautiful. They're both in the West. Oh, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, you're right. I like that. I like that. They definitely got their ass tapped though, but I like the rivalry brewing. I do like KD making it was good. Your boy Bron, I'm serious. Like, Bron shouldn't have made it. Bron made it on some legacy shit. KD, the Suns is on fire. the big three is playing. We early in the year, we said we can't even assess the Suns because the big three not playing. Big three playing. Seven in a row. They got four straight 40-point games from KD and Book.
Let's finish off with the Suns, Let's finish off with the Suns, give them some love.
No, the I think the Suns are incredible. That big three, that scoring, they just pulling out tight games. They whooped up on my Mavericks. The KD game winner, they beat the Pelicans. The Pelicans was having themselves a little moment.
They had a good week.
Man, Suns running down on boys, and y'all better beware. Because once they go get them criminals in Charlotte, it's over.
You think they go make a Charlotte trade?
I think the Charlotte trade would be the cheapest. Unless you're just going to get Royce O'Neal. I don't know. You can't just keep giving all your picks to the Nets. I think the Charlotte trade is the cheapest, Because even if it isn't PJ, Miles Bridges, I think, will be a Hornet. Will be a Sun after the deadline. And even if it isn't, if you got a, I don't know how you get Gordon Hayward, you have to give up too much. I know Nurk would have to be in that deal, something like that, Nurk and Grayson Allen. But
how valuable is Grayson Allen for like other teams? Because he's kind of a redundancy with like Bradley Beal and Devin Booker, even though like he's playing like very well this year. He's leading the league in 3-point percentage.
He's playing well,
but I think they just need more flexible wings. That's why I sent you guys PJ Washington and Miles Bridges.
PJ Washington would go crazy in Phoenix.
PJ would cost maybe. I think Miles Bridges you could buy low on still right now. But I think taking Miles Bridges with PJ would make it something they can do. They still have some seconds they could trade. And I don't Grayson Allen with LaMelo and Brandon Miller. I don't know how that looks. but they got to do something. I mean, Eric Gordon to replace the shooting from Grayson Allen, they'll be okay.
It's kind of like a faux season with Grayson since he's playing with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal. So I'm not going to be fooled by these stats. I trade Gabe Vincent.
Gabe is, I'm telling you, boy, that Gabe, when Gabe playing, you know?
I don't know. I think he should get charged with insurance fraud.
Kendrick.
Labor. Theft of labor.
How did y'all get got twice?
That's what I'm saying. Same franchise, bro.
I have become more open for a DeJounte for Austin Reeves trade. I have become more open to that.
I don't think it makes the Lakers better.
I think
you're crazy.
DeJounte is like a lot better than Austin Reeves, the more I think about it.
I think he's a better player for sure, but does it make the Lakers
The last 2 weeks, bro, the Suns went on national TV and headhunted Austin Reeves. When we were just talking about playoff team hunting out, they were just looking for that white boy, Hibachi. Bradley Beal hadn't been hot in 2 weeks. He said, this white boy finna get my – Stella's got his groove back the way he was cooking that boy. It was nasty, and I'm seeing it now multiple times from Austin Reeves. Same thing happened in the FIBA World Cups when he got picked on. Austin Reeves is a good player, but when we're talking about championships and you being the third best guy, he is out of there. But I don't think your Lakers can even afford DeJounte Murray. I'm telling you, Atlanta and the Hawks, Atlanta Hawks are on the phone with Golden State right now. Yeah. DeJounte Murray will be a Warrior.
You think so? I will say.
I thought that was my best trade. Clint Capella, DeJounte Murray, Sadiq Bey are Warriors.
So this is what I want to say. This is what I want to say about the Hawks, and I only watched them when they played the Cavs like last week. Sadiq Bey, not good at basketball. He was throwing up bricks. He was like 0-for-10 from three, just shooting them out of the game. I don't want Sadiq Bey on my team. And then DeJounte, like, he has to be traded. He does not want to be there. Like, it is so clearly he does not want to be on this team.
I had it. I had it as Bogdanovich without Sadiq Bey first, but the money starts getting a little tricky with that one. Then I think Sadiq Bey is the filler. I would love Bogdanovich as a Warrior, though. I thought that was it. The first time I did it, but you got to start throwing in the CP. You might have to not throw in CP. You could throw in Clay and make it work on the expiring too with that one. But I think DeJounte and Clint Capella are great Warriors.
Yep, I agree with that. I love Bogdan Bogdanovich. I think he is dangerous offensively. Like, he is.
Yeah, and him as a Warrior in that system.
Yeah, he's such a
good money. Shot. It just depends on if the Warriors want to empty the chessboard. I mean, if you want to throw Clay in that deal, I think you could do Clay. I think Kuminga is off. Kuminga and Pods is off the table. The way Kuminga's been playing, no nigga shitting on his defense, but Kuminga, hey, the new Sean Marion. Steve Kerr got that right. Kuminga is, he on one right now. Kuminga gonna figure it out. He is nice. Do not trade Kuminga. If you trade Kuminga, less than the first. But I do think Atlanta and Golden State make the most sense. I think that's a match made in heaven. They got a lot of guys that need to go. They need to switch up. I don't like Clay and Steph is gonna be. I mean, Clay and Trae Young will be hilarious. But he's expiring. The money's coming off the books, and I think Atlanta just needs a chance to Trae Young, Jalen Brunson, Okongwu. That's your team. Figure it out from there.
Open some space up in Atlanta for sure.
Mm-hmm. And Golden State has to make a move. Everything I've listened to and heard, they are making a move. And I just think the Golden State Atlanta pairing, I don't think it's better assets out there. For what they need to get bigger, playing better defensively, more shooting around Steph, more consistent shooting around Steph, Atlanta would make the most sense.
Facts.
All right. Well, this has been another great episode, another great week. Thank you, guys. Anything you guys want to plug in the last minute?
Gabe Vincent, the police will be outside your home soon.
This thing is hilarious. Tim McMahon, please leave Luka Doncic alone. And
I might have to fight Tim McMahon. It's getting crazy.
And if you haven't gotten them tickets to my special, go ahead, grab them tickets. Chicago, February 25th, 7:30, 9:30, Sean. We tape it, my live half hour. First one ever. Pull up on your boy.
It's going to be legendary. Pull up.
Yep. All right. Peace out, guys.
Bye.